Was Katrina the wrath of God? Last September, protesters outside the national headquarters of the Gay and Lesbian Alliance held signs such as, "Thank God for Katrina," and "New Orleans, City of Sinners and Sodomites." A Mississippian interviewed on NPR just after Katrina hit exclaimed that, "The good Lord just done gave us a whooping." But the governor of Texas declared that, "By the grace of God, we were saved." What, for God's sake, is going on here? Why do bad things happen to good people? Why do the wicked get away with murder and the innocent die in disasters such as Katrina and September 11th? Following Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson, the protesters above claim to have a pat answer. All of us are being punished for the sins of a few. Most of us, however, are repulsed by such an outrageous and poisonous diagnosis. My first philosophy of religion textbook contained a footnote that showed a long-term study of tornado damage in the Bible Belt. Far more churches were hit than bars and houses of prostitution. But if these are acts of God, what on earth is God trying to tell us? The problem of evil has bedeviled philosophers and theologians for at least three millennia. It is the most cited reason by those who do not believe in God. But even most believers are not willing to admit that God judges us with such horrendous violence. This makes God a moral monster. In Agatha Christie's murder mystery, Then There Were None, one of the characters opines that those who had been murdered were struck down by the wrath of God. Justice Wargrave was not convinced. Providence leaves the work of conviction and chastisement to us mortals. Let us see if we can actually reconcile belief in God with the existence of unmitigated evils. The first thing to note is that Justice Wargrave is a good Confucian in holding a doctrine of general providence. In this view, God presides over a world that operates by natural laws and in which humans govern their own affairs. On the other hand, the Abrahamic religions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, believe in special providence. This means that God chooses particular prophets or saviors that embody divine authority, and then God intervenes in history as an expression of divine will and judgment. Even though some Christian legislators in Oklahoma tried to change the language of their insurance law, calling natural disasters acts of God is correct Christian theology. The Oklahoma lawmakers, however, recognized the logical implication of such a view. It made God responsible for what all of us would call evil acts. I suspect that the Oklahoma legislators really wanted to say that Satan causes all the evil in the world. But the church, both Catholic and Protestant, has always rejected this view as heretical because it undermines the view that God is all-powerful and all-controlling. Martin Luther expressed the Orthodox view most clearly. Since God moves and does all, he must take it that he moves and acts even in Satan and the godless. Evil things are done with God himself setting them in motion. I submit that general providence is a much more coherent view if people are going to continue their belief in God. In this view, God is co-eternal with a universe that operates according to natural laws and contains rational beings that freely choose their own destinies. Instead of blaming God, we can focus on a president who refuses to admit to global warming and who appoints unqualified people to important offices. Blame also must be laid at the feet of a Congress that has for years refused to fund necessary infrastructure repairs and maintenance. Finally, Louisiana and New Orleans, the officials there are responsible for not being prepared for the big storm they knew was coming, and God had nothing to do with it. This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, wishing you a good day.